So this episode is about my pending divorce, and I had a great morning. I woke up, I did my Bible prayer study, and then I watched Hope City Church and praise and worship. So just a lot of praising, a lot of giving it up to God and learning how to pray. So yesterday I sent a text because DoorDash tried to deliver me some food. So I figured it was delivered to the wrong address, and it was supposed to go to my old home address. So I sent the text saying that DoorDash tried to deliver it. You probably sent it to the wrong place. And she sent back, I didn't deliver any DoorDash. So I reached out to them and said I never received the food, so hopefully there's a credit. And then she said, oh, by the way, I'm sending you the paperwork and you'll be able to sign it. And if you know anything about divorces, and she didn't say she was sending, she said, I'm going to bring over the paperwork. If you know anything about that, you're not supposed to bring over the paperwork. You're supposed to have someone deliver it, because you can't do that for yourself. You have to have someone do it for you, someone you do not know, and it can't be a family member or a friend. So you have to hire a service. So I knew this was just a contract that she wants me to sign so that she can take it to court for the divorce and be like, well, she only agreed to this and this, and here's her signature. So what I said was, I'm not signing that. And then she began to get upset and said, all you want is my money and my health care. Let me read the exact text. It says, You will sign it or we will go to court. Just because you want my money and insurance doesn't keep us married, which is what you said you wanted. Good night. I said, see you in court. I got work to do. So, hopefully you heard that. So I sent that and didn't engage in anything further because I'm not here for the back and forth. And she thinks that I don't want the divorce, but I really do. It's just taking me longer because of my finances. And now that I had to figure out a way to pay to submit the paperwork, on Monday, I'm gonna send it. And it costs about $445 to file it in court. And you have to get a money order. You can't write a check or pay on a card. So I was finally able to get the money together. And tomorrow, I'm gonna get the money order and I'm gonna have it filed. Because I can't wait to be divorced and can't wait to separate everything and be able to live on my own, because as long as I have God, then nothing can stop me, and that is all I need. All I need is Him. So she may think I'm stalling, but trust me, if I had the money, this shit would have been done a long time ago. So I just pray that she's safe, and that the fat kids are safe, and that she finds peace and stop thinking it's about her money, because it's not. She doesn't go and dictate how this is done. She did that for 13 years, and no, I'm dictating how this is going to end. So now that I've done so, she'll be happy. And hopefully, you know, with COVID, it's going to take a little longer for her to get the paperwork. But, you know, I'll let her know that it's filed and she should be expecting it. When? I don't know. But it's coming. So, although yesterday it was annoying and my blood pressure went up a little, that was fine because after I figured everything out, it settled down and it went back to normal. And this morning was a great day, and God is always has my back. Even when I'm walking through darkness, He shows me the light, and He's always been a good God to me. And I thank Him for all my blessings. And every morning I'm going to continue my same routine where I wake up and do my Bible study, and I say my prayer, and I do my exercises, and I continue to do my exercises with my mind for, you know, elevate the app. It's teaching me to learn again. So I just have to focus on me, and I'm just happy. And I'm happy that this is almost over with. And the next time I speak about my divorce is when it's finally finalized, because I don't expect there to be any communication until then. Well, you guys have a blessed day, and don't forget to pray. And pray for everything you need, and don't be shy. And just pray for all the people who are ill and sick with this COVID. And just pray that this world gets better. And pray for me, because I need your prayers, and I'm getting better every day. And you guys have a blessed day. It's Sunday. I'm happy, and I hope you all are happy too. Have a great day.